now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. Oh, it's so beautiful out there. You just can't help but smile. It's a wonderful Easter weekend. We've got some great guests on the show, starting out with Deanna Young from Food for Thought. Later, we're going to talk to Lorna Vanderhaeg about your health. Dave Ross is going to talk about his daughter, Emily, who's going to Africa, and a fundraiser coming up for that. Also, Poppies the Florist are going to talk about some great arrangement ideas for you and maybe some things you should be doing in the garden this time of year. But off the top, we're going to talk to Deanna Young because she's with Food for Thought, and I know lots of you have used her catering business because they're one of the best in town. And Deanna, you must have a lot of great tips for people out there that are hosting maybe their first party or maybe having a few more people than usual tomorrow or on Monday. How to put that dinner together and really make it easier for yourself.
Well, you know, I just want to agree with you. This weather just makes everything seem great. So
doesn't
Easter
it?
Is better with sun, for
absolutely.
Sure. The daffodils and, yeah, I mean, I myself love Easter brunch. I just think it's a lovely way to kind of get together with friends, and it's, you know, you can enjoy the sunshine on the deck. You know, we're doing dinner as well, but, you know, brunch for a large group, there's some really great simple ideas that you can do.
That is a good idea. And what time would you start that, Deanna?
I would say, you know, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You can have a mimosa, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you could probably serve some egg dishes that are prepped and in those sort of casserole. And I'm sure you rent those sort of things, or you can provide those or cater that kind of a thing.
Well, I don't know if you know, Patty, we have chickens. We have 6 chickens that flock in our backyard.
So we get
the most luxurious eggs. And this morning I had a double yolker.
Oh, wow.
But if you're doing a large group, and if you want to have lovely poached eggs like a Benny or Eggs Benny, you can do them in a muffin tin. You slightly oil the muffin tin and crack the eggs and then put them in a 350 degree oven for about 10 minutes. And then they just slide out, and you can make, and I quite often use Bisquick and make some kind of bigger drop biscuits with cheese. Just cut those in half and put your lovely poached egg on there with maybe a nice piece of Red Barn double smoked bacon. And actually, my husband makes the best hollandaise on the planet. But you can use that, the lovely Knorr hollandaise. There's nothing wrong with using stuff from the grocery store that's going to make your life easier.
I like to hear that. And I think that's a great tip you just gave people. I've never heard of that, putting those in a baking cups. What an easy way. And how do you know when they're ready?
Well, it depends how you like them, you know. And you can test them. So if you have more than one muffin tin, if people like them hard poached, soft poached, medium poached, you can just pull them out. So that's a lovely way.
That's a really good idea.
If you're doing a group of, you know, 10 or 12, it's tricky to do it in a big pot of water. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you do use water, you want to put a little bit of vinegar in the water, and you want to crack the egg in a little cup and pour it. And that keeps the egg really in a nice shape, and the egg white with the vinegar, it stays together. So you can pull it out with a slotted spoon. You put it on a piece of the crust of a bread so the water soaks in, and put it right onto your, you know, you can even use the store-bought English muffin. They're perfectly fine if you're doing a large group like that. But honestly, Bisquick, put a little bit of water or milk and make the drop biscuits, grate some cheese on there, and put your egg on there. It's, you know, quite
yummy,
easy, but delicious.
Isn't that a cook's most, the refrain with eggs, though, is, oh my gosh, with a boiled egg or a poached egg, you know, it's too hard, it's too, you know, like it never seems perfect. But I guess that's life, right? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, don't worry about it. And if it's a little bit soft, you can put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Really, it's all about, you know, making it easy for yourself. And who doesn't love an egg even if it's a little overdone?
I mean, love eggs. And as far as sweets, too, with that, you know, so you have that savory element. Spring is, and Easter is a lot about the sweet. So I guess you could buy store-bought as well if you want to save some shortcuts and maybe add, what, fruit? Do something that's, you know, still add a bit of your own touch?
Buy those little meringue cups and add some fresh fruit and whipped cream. They're perfectly fine.
That's good. That looks
angel
homemade.
Food cake. I love grilling it. You cut it in half, grill it, and it just caramelizes the sugar. And angel food cake is lovely because it's not, it's really light, but you feel like you're getting that sweet. And you can drizzle chocolate or chocolate sauce with strawberries, or, you know, what's a really great thing is balsamic chocolate reduction. You can buy it probably at, you know, Ottavio or some great gourmet stores, and it's got a chocolate essence to the balsamic, and you pour that over strawberries and a grilled angel food cake. It took you about 5 minutes. but you're the hero of the night, right?
You got great ideas. Now, Dana, you have this great figure. How do you stay in this business and have all these ideas and stay so slim? I know you work out a lot, but do you watch what you eat?
No.
Oh,
not
great.
At all. I'm terrible.
You're blessed.
I'm not really, but I do my little boot camp. But I guess genetics are part of it. But I'm tall, so I can hide things a little easier.
You can hide them. Because you really do love food. I mean, when you talk about it, and you're always thinking of new ideas. And I know I follow you, and you have lots of little things on Pinterest, all these food things that you love to look at. And
yeah.
It's a huge part of your life.
It just makes me really happy, but I don't want to be stressed out doing scratch is lovely, but let's face it, we're all busy. We have other things going on in our lives. So let's make the grocery store items our friend. And it's fine to buy a cake mix and add some extra eggs and flavorings, and then maybe make your own icing with some whipped cream and pudding and toast and coconut. I mean, last night I made a banana cream pie. I used Jell-O pudding, fresh banana. I made whipped cream from scratch with toasted coconut and a graham cracker crust. It took me 10 minutes and I was the hit of the party.
Oh, I bet that was good. Oh man, that sounds like such a, and kind of old school. I love that.
Totally old school. But you know what? Comfort food. People don't, they don't care that it took you 2 hours to make something. If it tastes good and it takes you 10 minutes, then you got stuff. You can go out in your garden. And I mean, for dinner on tomorrow night, we're doing a ham, and mm-hmm. I'm going to grill a pineapple on the barbecue because it gets beautifully caramelized, and you serve that with your ham, maybe a few different types of mustards. And I went to the Root Cellar, which is the most lovely place to get vegetables.
Amazing.
And I bought some tri-colored organic carrots. I'm going to roast those with some olive oil and some different flavored salts and golden beets, and get some beautiful sprigs of thyme out of my garden, put it on a platter. And, it looks, you eat with your eyes, so you don't want to stamp your things up with too much sauces and business like that. So you want to keep things really fresh and simple. And it's all about, making it look lovely on a platter.
Well, I think I'm just going to copy your ideas completely because they're all good. And now tell everybody about Food for Thought, because there's a lot of weddings. You do parties, you do house things, you do businesses. Tell us people about your website and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I just want to tell you real quick, today we start the Ford World Men's Curling. So we are the official caterers in the patch at the curling rink. So if you want to try some of our cooking, go down there. We have every type of comfort food imaginable. Our meat pies, our famous shepherd's pie, lasagnas, fresh salads. And then you can watch some curling. The patch is just a fantastic place to have some fun. And curlers are so fun.
Absolutely. And this is world class. So make sure you get down and see this. You can taste Deanna's great food, and you can watch some great curling. So that's a good way to spend your weekend.
Oh, it's just going to, it's kind of sad to be in a rink when it's so lovely out. But like you said, it's world class, and Victoria's so lucky to have that here. And Food for Thought is just so thrilled to be part of it in the patch. So, yeah, come and check us out and try our food and have some fun. And
absolutely. And if people want to book you, too, they can catch you on your website.
Yeah, we just built a brand new, beautiful website. It's foodforthoughtcatering.net. And you can type in a request right off our website, and I'll get back to you. And we'd just love to help you, little or small. If you just want us to drop a few things off, or you want us to take care of everything, that's our passion. We are owner-operated, and we just absolutely love what we do, and we love food. So
now tell me, too, about this new venture, because I'm not totally sure about it all. Malux.
Malux. Well, it's just two doors down from you.
Yeah, it looks like a nice space.
Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. It's 4,200 square foot studio, and it's white, ceiling to toe. It's got boardrooms and breakout rooms, and we can do about 150 cocktail style in there and 65 seated dinner. And it's a bride's wonderland. Girls walk in there and they go gaga. Boys walk in and go, oh, it's really white. But girls go, oh my goodness, it's Pinterest in a building. And when you have some time, we'd love to come show you that. Anyone who wants to come and see the space, just tell them to email me at foodfor@islandnet.com. And it's just a fabulous
right. And how do you work into that, Deanna? Is this like a group of people that come together that all specialize in weddings?
Yeah, absolutely. And Food for Thought's the exclusive caterer. We have photographers, makeup artists, wedding planners, mortgage specialists, anything really. And it's focused on weddings, but we kind of are branching out into corporate worlds. There's photographers that do boudoir shots. So there's a big, beautiful bedroom in there with gorgeous pillows and bedding. And it's really an interesting, fantastic little secret that Victoria needs to know about.
Very cool. And if they need a realtor, they could count me in. And you're going to come on the show. You're going to come on the show in a few weeks, get the group together and come in and talk about that, because there's a lot of brides that I'm sure will want to know more about that venture as well. But until we speak again, enjoy the curling. Enjoy your Easter weekend. And I'm going to take some of those tips, and I know our audience will as well.
Yeah, it's great. I thank you so much for supporting us.
As always, Deanna, you take good care. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Patty. Bye.
Happy Easter. Back in a minute with Poppy's the Florist.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sawyer Sewing Center's Janome Red Tag event is on now until March 31st. Save over 50% on select Janome sewing machines. Heavy-duty machines priced from $196. Sergers from $399 and computerized Janome machines from $489. Take a close look at Janome's latest embroidery machine, the Memory Craft 9900, and the entire Janome line during the Red Tag event at Sawyer Sewing Center.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
On Douglas, across from Uptown.
This weekend only, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is home to one of the biggest sale events of the year. Purchase any KitchenAid, Whirlpool, or Maytag French door refrigerator during their French door bottom mount fridge event and save up to $500. Look for many more discounts in store, including the new 25 cubic foot KitchenAid model with stainless bottom mount for only $13.99 after discounts. It's all part of your dream kitchen. Now on display at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
The Renaissance is a locally owned 59-suite retirement residence which provides fine dining in a casual atmosphere and housekeeping with a personal touch.
I'm Darvin Miller. For 15 years, our Renaissance residents have told their friends what they love about the Renaissance. Chef Fernando's extraordinary cuisine, our location across the street from a shopping center, our large 1 and 2 bedroom suites with full kitchens.
See the difference. The Renaissance Retirement Residence. Visit RenaissanceVictoria.com or call 386-1188.
All Organized Storage, your closet and organizing authority, where they ask questions and give solutions. When you're organizing, cutting clutter, downsizing, or spring cleaning, visit All Organized Storage for all you need to make the most of your space.
Add value to your home with our custom closets that double your storage, made locally in a variety of colors, styles, and materials. I'm Janet Young, your trained professional organizer. I don't sell, I solve your problems.
All Organized Storage, your closet and organizing authority. 3370 Tennyson at allorganizedstorage.ca.
We are back. We have talked about great food with Deanna Young from Food for Thought. Now we're going to talk about great flowers from Poppy's the Florist. We have Andrea Posno-Walker on the phone. How are you, Andrea?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, you know, I saw your mom, Mary Jane, on CTV Vancouver Island.
I know.
Bruce Williams, Olivus Island. You guys are popular. People love what you do.
Why, thank you.
Well, you're really talented, and what you do makes a statement. And Easter, I know you're taking time out today, and it's probably one of your busiest days next to Valentine's Day?
No, Easter is not the same as it used to be in the older days gone by for flowers, although we are busier than usual. It's turned into more of a chocolate and bunny rabbit holiday, it seems to me, but we do quite a few flowers more than just like a regular weekend.
Well, that's too bad, because I think that flowers are spring and Easter and all those beautiful things that you want to, you know, open the windows, the doors again, and have the outside with flowers, the inside, and just feel that you know, the whole freshness of the season.
It's true. People are mad about spring. There's like spring fever happening right now.
Absolutely.
Now, color.
What colors for spring are in? If you're going to, tomorrow you've got people coming over, or Monday, what kind of colors are you incorporating into your arrangements?
Well, we're going more brighter. Like, the traditional Easter colors are like the pale purple and the yellow, and we're going more orange, like really bright oranges and purple, like deep purples and bright yellows, and it seems to appeal more to people, the real bright, flashy colors, you know, like lots of color.
Well, just like in fashion, I suppose, flowers kind of follow the same line,
don't
they? Yeah,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
really
true.
Now, if you're going to have, we've talked about this before, about table arrangements and heights and everything, where else besides the table are good spots to, if you want to order an arrangement from you guys or make up something, where are good hits of places to put flowers in your home?
Well, almost always it seems that people are putting their flowers on their kitchen islands, in their kitchens. The kitchen seems to be the place where people congregate. There's food going on. There's cooking happening. People are just gathered in the kitchen. So the best place, in my personal opinion, is to put them on the island in the kitchen, so it's just there, you know, creating atmosphere for a nice spring, you know.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, it's a really good spot.
Container-wise, I guess you're not going to want something too tall or too tippy. So what kind of thing works well in that? I know every island's different, but what kind of thing traditionally would you be making up for that?
Oh, we use a lot of square glass vases because they're sturdy.
Of course.
Like they're tall or they're short. They're not going to tip over. They're modern looking. We really, really like the more modern, like a clean cylinder or a nice square glass. We don't really get into a lot of decorative type of vases, just clean and simple.
So all those ones in your cupboard, get rid of all those ones that you got arrangements in years ago. Mm-hmm. Those are passé now, right? All those.
Well, I mean, as long as you have flowers, really.
It doesn't matter.
I'd rather you put them in any vase than no vase at all, right? So, but those containers, we do have a vase return and policy here. So anytime if you feel like you're getting overloaded on vases, you can bring them in and we can tell you which ones we'll take and you can exchange them for more flowers, which is really great.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hadn't really thought about the container because, you know, we think about the beautiful flowers, but what's in as far as containers, because that will really change what kind of how you arrange those flowers if it's something with a clear base, right?
Oh, absolutely. Today we have a class, and it's called BYOV, Bring Your Own Vase. And it was very interesting last year when we did this class because all the different kinds of containers that come in, the women have all the same flowers to work with, but it's incredible to see how differently we have to put those flowers together in the different containers that they're bringing in. We tend to start with the container for our inspiration, right?
Oh, I'd love to see pictures of that. That would be really interesting
really
to
fun.
See what people do. Now, so you do have classes as well, and what do you have coming up in the future as far as classes?
I don't know them all off the top of my head, but I know next weekend we're doing a European hand tied, which is making a bouquet in your hand so that it's got like a spiral look to the stems. Have you ever seen that done?
No.
Basically, you can build a bouquet in your hand that'll stand on the counter when you're finished completely without falling over because the stems are all worked into a spiral. It's a technique that started in Europe, and we use it a lot now. All our bouquets are European spiral hand ties. So we're teaching people how to do that. So it's kind of a little bit tricky, but once you get the hang of it, you can always make a perfectly beautiful bouquet. So,
and that's what's great is that you not only have the flowers there, but you're also teaching people if they want to do their own, you know, start experimenting. And so to do that, you must do a lot of education, Andrea, to find out about the vases, the hand spirals. How do you learn all this stuff?
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, I've kind of been born and raised in the flower business, and so I've seen it evolve and change. Earlier when I was saying that we're not as busy as we used to be at Easter, it's because in the old days, we used to take, you know, flat after flat after flat of Easter lilies off the trucks to prepare them to go out for deliveries, and we just don't see the trend of people buying Easter lilies as much as we did, you know? That's the big one for me from when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I guess that's a generation, too, like, you know, my mom's whatever, that was a generational thing, right, that was part of it.
We don't go to Easter parades and wear bonnets, you know what I mean? Like, everything
changes. Very true, very true. So you have to always keep reincorporating and learning and seeing what is on trend.
We have to reinvent the flick to keep people interested and to keep people, you know, because as the internet influences everything about our thinking. We want to be there. We want to be in people's minds and teach them to, you know, there are some really beautiful things out there and there are really wonderful ways of incorporating flowers into your life. They bring so much joy. They bring so much color. It's such a therapeutic and healing thing to have flowers in your home, right?
It totally is. So you still love flowers after all these years with your mom and you working in the business?
I know, it's crazy.
That is great. When you can,
I wouldn't like to do anything else with my life.
I think that's
sure.
So cool. You know, I have, three kids, and you know, if you can find something that you love to do, that's not a job. That's hopefully what we all can strive for.
Oh, I believe that's true. And I'm lucky enough to have one of my kids starting out now on Saturdays working in the flower shop.
Yeah,
so that makes me very happy.
Oh, that is really neat. And I'm sure you must do some gardening. So this weekend, if people are at home and they kind of get that impulse, but they're not really gardeners, what can they start planting stuff? Or can they start buying their baskets? Or is it too early?
No, as long as there's no frost. Like, you just don't want to get things too early, because if there's a frost, it can nip into our, you know, our budding plants. But everything seems to be, you know, really looking good out there. I'm not really a gardener per se. All of my training and background is in floral design, not so much growing things. So we're really, I'm really up on indoor plants, for example, not as much as outdoor plants. For any real information about outdoor gardens, you should go to the garden centers or talk to somebody that sells, you know, at a greenhouse.
So someone can go do that this weekend. Go and, you know, get someone's ideas on that and plant a garden.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you were talking about indoor plants. A lot of people have maybe tried indoor plants before, and, you know, 70s, 80s, a lot of people had ferns and all kinds of stuff, and they died, you know, killed so many plants off, they just got fake ones. But they also are good for the environment, aren't they, having indoor plants?
Oh, it creates such an amazing atmosphere, and it's interesting you bring that up, because the fake plants are totally out now. You might see them in offices where people really don't want to have to look after things,
yeah.
And we've got some very clever ones that look very, very realistic. But for the most part, people are looking for a live plant, and to make it more modern for, you know, today's interiors, it's all about the container that we put it in. You put a snake plant in a beautiful black square ceramic pot, and it brings life into your room and also adds a decorative element, right? So there's all kinds of beautiful things that we can do with plants now that, you know, really add to the atmosphere and bring some life into the room so things aren't so, you know, sterile.
And do you sell those big plants there as well then?
We have a crazy great selection of plants all the time here. We have floor plants. We have, you know, we sell most of the plants that we sell are the little ones, because we do a lot of inter-office exchange, and
uh-huh.
A lot of our customers are people buying presents for one another that work in the offices or that surround us, because
yeah.
We are downtown.
Right. Because sometimes you buy them at maybe big box places and they don't live as long. Is it better to buy them from a person like you, Andrea, that you know the health of that plant?
Because oh,
sometimes they're cheap and they don't last.
Well, you have to, the big ones, if you're talking about big floor plants, you have to be careful that when you're buying them, if they've just brought them a whole bunch of them and they're all like $10 or $12 or $15, if they've come directly from a greenhouse that's down in Florida or California, I guess would be on this side of the country, they're grown outdoors in 2,000-foot candles of light, and now you're bringing them here, and we just don't have the same intensity of light here. So now we're taking them from an outdoor, bright location, if it's a tropical plant, and we're putting them inside, and they go into shock. So it's really important to know that about those plants and really try to graduate them into a lower light condition. The plants that we get here are more expensive because they've already been transitioned through a greenhouse process. So they've been looked after in greenhouses in Vancouver, typically, where they make it so that they're going to survive in home conditions in our part of the world, right?
Well, I think we've probably learned a lot, because I wasn't aware of that. That's good information. Now, people want to order some nice flowers in the weeks, days ahead. How do they get a hold of you, Andrea?
Oh, the best thing is to go to our website. We've got beautiful photographs on there. Really can inspire you. You're not limited to what's on the website, but it surely will give you an idea to start. And that's the best place. And then you can call us. All our information is on there, and it's poppiesfloralart.com.
So bring some flowers into your house this weekend. They're beautiful. Call Poppies the Florist. Thank you so much, Andrea. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. You too.
Take good care. After the news, we'll be back with Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Hey, Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, where you can expect the right advice and highly competitive pricing. The end of HST makes our installed rentals even more affordable than ever. Save that PST on your kitchen or bath rentals, new doors, or a fence or deck. Bay West Rona has the design and install experts to make it happen. See your dreams come true. Great people and great value for your home renovations right here in Victoria. Bay West Rona, helping you do it right. 7 days a week at Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. Premier Christy Clark has released a two-minute YouTube video on BC's return to the provincial sales tax.
It's the choice you made in the referendum on the HST.
Clark goes on to acknowledge the government's poor role out of the HST, but she stresses the benefits of the outgoing tax.
Now, it wouldn't be fair if we didn't also acknowledge that some folks aren't celebrating the return to the PST. The HST was good for our film industry, good for manufacturing, and for many other sectors of our economy.
Monday's end of the HST means consumers can expect to save on food, restaurant meals, gym memberships, movie tickets, and personal services, like getting your hair cut. Even though it was reported that Ralph Klein was in failing health, his death has still come as a surprise to many Calgarians. Calgary residents were disappointed after hearing the news. People have noted that the former premier was the kind of person you'd want to sit down and have a drink with. Klein was Calgary's mayor and later became Alberta's premier, died yesterday at age 70 after a long illness. Nova Scotia police are investigating whether a man drove his car off a ferry into St. Anne's Bay. They say 81-year-old Jason Hedgefeld of Waterville was reported missing around 2:30 yesterday. His 2007 silver Toyota Camry was last seen at a gas station in Baddock yesterday afternoon. But because officials have not recovered a car that drove off the English town ferry, they cannot say if the vehicle is Hedgefeld's. Icy conditions are hampering the search. And a New Jersey man was wanted on a warrant to pay child support, but now that order has been stayed because he just won the Powerball lottery. That's right, the man won $338 million. Authorities say 44-year-old Pedro Quezada owes about $29,000 in back child support going back to 2009. The Passaic County Sheriff says the warrant has been stayed until Monday when Quezada is due to appear in court. Time now for a look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria today. Mainly sunny with a high of 16 tonight. A few clouds, a low of 4. Sunday, Easter Sunday, will be sunny and a high of 17. And then the first day of April, Monday, will be sunny, a low of 5 and a high of 14. Currently in downtown Victoria, sunny and 13 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning, it's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. You know, it's a beautiful sunny day out there, and everybody wants to get out and, you know, start gardening and running and doing all kinds of stuff. But apparently, inflammation is causing a lot of joint pain to people. And here to help us maybe find some solutions to joint pain is our health expert, Lorna Vanderhaeghe. How are you, Lorna?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm great on this nice day. But, you know, this was a great topic, joint pain. So many people I know now are suffering with a hip pain or their fingers, their thumbs, their hands. And, you know, it came on all of a sudden, maybe all of a sudden, but it's gotten worse and now wondering what to do about it. And it seems kind of hopeless. Like, is there a solution? Tell us about inflammation and joint pain and what it really means.
Well, first I want to tell people that they can read my free book, which is Get a Grip on Arthritis, at the website at hormonehelp.com. So that's
perfect.
The word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And that book tells you about the foods that cause inflammation and the nutrients you can use to calm it down and the combination of medications that are often used as well. So it's a very all-encompassing book on inflammation and joint pain and arthritis, and there are over 120 different types of arthritis. When we look at inflammation, though, when we think about inflammation, most of us think about the kind of inflammation we can see. You know, you slip and fall on the ice, your ankle gets red hot, painful and swollen, and that's inflammation you can see. Then we have inflammation in parts of the body we can't see that's also creating havoc. And one of the first signs of inflammation is pain. And so joint pain is a big one. The good news is we can change our diets to make a big difference in joint pain. And we can also take nutrients to put that joint pain to rest.
And because with our aging demographic, all these baby boomers, this is going to become a huge issue for people because it can be debilitating. But you're saying we can kind of help that process along with diet and looking after ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. There's great research that's being done using nutrients to regenerate joint tissue. So, you know, we used to think that once you got arthritis, that was it, you were out of luck, you were stuck with this pain. But we're now seeing really good research where they're rebuilding the cartilage in the joint, where they're putting more fluid into the synovial fluid and getting that bubble wrap in the joint back together again. When you actually develop true arthritis, most of your problems with arthritis started when you were a kid. Repetitive injuries, you know, the weekend warrior, overuse of certain joints causing the problem. And so it's important if we look at how can we make sure that the joint doesn't get overused and injured when we're younger, so that when we're 55, we're not crippled up trying to open up a can, you know, with painful wrists.
And it does get painful. And what I see, too, is overuse. We have computers, and now especially young people, but we're also texting, the texting thumb. And then also the flat iron, right? I mean, you're overusing those thumbs.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we see a lot of people with thumb injuries. And, you know, here we are going into the spring. Everybody's going to get out in their garden. We're going to see everyone back on their bikes. And what's going to happen as a result of that? You haven't done any exercise all winter, and you're going to be stiff and sore. And so that's what we want to make sure, that we get adequate amounts of magnesium in our nutritional supplements on a daily basis to keep those muscles nice and healthy. And then looking at the clinical research that's been done in humans for the treatment of joint pain, arthritis, and for helping to regenerate that damaged joint, that's where we want to look at Selodrin. And Selodrin is a very special fatty acid that they did excellent clinical research, been published in the Journal of Rheumatology, which is one of the most respected arthritis journals, showing that they were able to get the bubble wrap in between the two bones puffed up again and to calm that inflammation down.
What about exercise? You know, as you get older, if you're doing really intense exercise, can that cause worse troubles with your legs, your joints? And do you have to do certain kinds of exercise that you're not so hard on your body?
Well, absolutely. The best exercise we can do is walking. That's probably the best exercise, and we should do lots of it to keep our joints and our bones strong. And remember, we also have learned that the joint, the bone, and the muscle all talk to each other. So they're constantly communicating. So if you've got nice, strong bones, you generally have stronger muscles, your joint is then healthier, and walking is the best exercise for people who have any type of joint pain. Now, I know that the person who's got that sore hip is thinking, you've got to be kidding. If you've got that sore hip joint or really sore knees, then you want to go to your local swimming pool and take part in an arthritis fitness class to keep you mobile, to keep those joints in healthy shape without putting the weight bearing on them.
And, you know, I have a pin in my left leg, Lauren. I fell years ago. So I had a tibia fracture. Would that cause arthritis? Because I have some pain in that leg now. Would a pin with that kind of stuff, is that where you would get some in that bone as well?
We tend to see osteoporosis happen in people who've had pins. And if the pin goes into the joint, end of the joint, then, of course, people will get pain from that as well. But that's where you want to get, because you're young, you want to get very focused right
God,
now.
God, love you.
Well, you are. You want to get focused now.
Right.
I mean, you know, you want to make sure that you can make it to 95 and still be able to walk to go buy your groceries.
Still dance, Lorna.
Yeah, exactly. and dance and have fun and all those things. And dancing is another great exercise. Actually, anything that gets you moving is a great exercise, except for, you know, if you're pounding the pavement running every day without giving your body time to regenerate, that can be problematic. And again, I have to point out that a lot of the problems that people have with their joints at 55 are because maybe they were a football player in high school or a dancer or something that was repetitive and constant and didn't give the body time to heal. And foods can really cause tons of inflammation in the body also.
When we come back, Lauren, I want to talk about some recommendations such as drinking water that will help your joints. Back in a minute.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Hi, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070. Today is day one of the Ford World Men's Curling Championships, and we're going to be at Save-On Foods Memorial Center with a championship challenge of our own. If you're headed to the Memorial Center for the Canada versus China draw this afternoon, come to the CFAX booth to play our Pin Pong Challenge. Winners take home our collectible CTV and CFAX 1070 curling pins. And if you're coming for another draw during the week, we'll be here with Pin Pong before every draw. Also happening this week at the Royal BC Museum, they're holding a special April Fool's scavenger hunt. The museum staff has hidden unusual objects alongside their artifacts and specimens. Can you spot the differences? That's going on all weekend at the Royal BC Museum, free with admission. And that's your Community Connection brought to you by CFAX 1070.
How Bell makes getting a Samsung better.
Emma from Ottawa asks,
I'm thinking of getting a Samsung Superphone. What's your selection like?
Well, Emma, Bell has the largest Samsung lineup. We offer the Galaxy S3 in three colors, the Galaxy Note 2 in black and white, the Galaxy S2 HD LTE, and more. Best of all, they're on sale until March 31st.
There's never been a better time to get a Samsung phone on Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Being with Bell just got better.
CFAX 1070 is Victoria's home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, the Canucks close out their March schedule as they play host to the Edmonton Oilers. Canucks and the Oilers, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Every goal, every save, every heart-stopping moment, the Canucks play here on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Lorna Vanderhaeghe, who is a health expert, and we're talking about joint pain, arthritis. And Lorna, what does arthritis actually mean?
Well, arthritis is talking about the joint, and it also means itis, means inflammation. So whenever you see itis on the end of something, colitis, meaning inflammation of the colon, arthritis is inflammation of the joint and other tissues. And there are over 120 different types, everything from lupus to psoriatic arthritis to rheumatoid arthritis, and then regular, common, everyday osteoarthritis.
So do you need to, I know, you know, you have different tests you recommend. Do you need to go to your doctor or to a specialist and get certain tests done for blood work, or how do you find out what you have?
Well, if you've got regular osteoarthritis, that simple joint pain, and I shouldn't say simple because it can be incredibly debilitating. If it's rheumatoid arthritis, you'll generally see, for example, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, that both joints, so the joints in both wrists, will have a problem. Both knees will have a problem. You'll see that symmetry. Then they can do tests for antibodies. So they look at antibodies that are attacking the joint. And that's quite a serious form of arthritis, just like lupus is. And the reason why is because the immune system has started to attack these tissues, and it can be quite voracious. In the case of rheumatoid arthritis, if we don't stop that from happening, you can actually end up with joint damage and dislocated joints. So in that case, people are often on Remicade and prednisone and some of the other methotrexate, some of the pretty powerful drugs. And if you're on those drugs, you have to know that they deplete your body of magnesium, which further causes more joint pain.
My husband's sister had lupus, and you know, it's like putting a fire out all the time, because you know, you get rid of this thing and then something else happens, and then you get water on the heart. Like, it's just ongoing, or it can be, or it can go into remission, but it's really a horrible thing.
It is, and that's why it's important to understand that even if you are doing the traditional medical treatments on something with a condition, like on the drugs for suppressing autoimmune disease, you still want to take very good care of yourself by eating the right foods, taking the right nutrients. That's where you want to add Selidrin to your program, and they make Selidrin in soft gel, so you swallow those, and they also make a cream. And in the cream studies, they took women and men who had osteoarthritis of the knee. They had them apply the cream morning and night. And after 60 days, the results were dramatic in the group that was using the cream. They also had a group that had fake cream, so no active ingredient in it. And, you know, better mobility. They could get up from a chair faster. They could walk upstairs. They had less pain and inflammation. All of the markers that we see for pain and inflammation were gone. And you can have a test, a CRP test as well, to determine how much inflammation you have going on in your body. And it's also a great predictor of heart disease and macular degeneration as well, not just other inflammatory processes.
And I think that's so true. When you have an autoimmune disease, it's important to seek out people like yourself, because you don't just want to do the standard course. You really need to look at everything and be informed, because it's your body, and make the best of your life to improve, because it can be terrible. You do have some tips as well to enhance healing if you have, osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis, yeah. Regular everyday arthritis. Well, if you have arthritis, the first thing is you want to eat more vegetables. Some people have sensitivities to food. These are not true allergies, but for example, myself, if I have crab, the next day I can barely bend my fingers. So I have a sensitivity to crab. I don't have a true allergy to it. And so you need to start getting aware of what did I eat that made my joints worse today. So that's important. I always tell people do a diet diary. So write down what you're eating so then you can correspond it with how much pain and inflammation you have. And you'll find some people can't eat tomatoes. Some people can't eat potatoes. Some people can't eat wheat because it causes their joints to swell up like balloons. So if you think there's a food that creates a problem, stop eating it for 2 weeks and then reintroduce it and see what happens with your joints, because it may simply be something like that.
And I think people think of things like wheat and maybe dairy, but hadn't thought of tomatoes or potatoes or common vegetables.
No, and they don't think about sugar either, which is the most powerful inflammation promoter in the body. So we want to reduce sugar as well. Vegetables are important, though, and so we want to eat more vegetables. We want to eat good, healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil, organic coconut butter. Fish oils are great for joint inflammation as well. So anybody who's got any kind of autoimmune disease or inflammation going on in the body should definitely be on a really good fish oil supplement.
Well, what kind of fish oil? Is that something that's a liquid form? I know we were on the iron we've talked about before, but with the fish oil, people think, ooh, that sounds yucky. How do you take that?
Oh, okay, that's a great question. Well, you can get fish oils in liquid form, and some of them actually taste quite good. Others don't. So, it's one of those hit and miss things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you have lots of DHA in the fish oil. I really like calamari oil because I'm not so much a fan of fish oils because of what they're doing to the environment. All you have to do is fly up the west coast of BC and look at all the fish farms all the way up the coast. And, we're predominantly some fish in fish oil capsules is wild, but the majority of it is farmed. So we have to be aware of that. I like calamari oil because it's full of DHA. It does not cause that awful burping back of fishy taste, which some people get when they take fish oil supplements. And usually you'll see calamari oil in easy-to-swallow capsules as well. So look for something like that as an alternative to fish oil, and it's very, very affordable. That's the other great thing. So no fishy burnt back. You
right, and does that have the same benefits too, Lorna, as the fish oil would, though?
Yes, it contains the EPA and DHA that's found in fish oil, and it also contains more DHA than fish oil, which is what you want for your heart, your eyes, your joints, and your brain.
And as well as that, we want to drink lots of water. We hear that often. And also you're talking about hot and cold compresses, and I think a lot of people get mixed up. Okay, what do I take, the hot if it's a broken, if it's a sprain, and hot baths and saunas. Tell us about that care procedure in treating your aches and pains.
You want to stay mobile, so that's really the key. And if you're in pain and your joints are in pain, there's one water therapy exercise you can do where you fill your bathtub with about 2 inches of cold water, really cold water, and then you stomp around the bathtub, and then you drain the tub, and then you fill it with warm water, and you do the same thing. And then Epsom salts and baking soda baths, these are fantastic for people who have joint pain.
And those are really old-fashioned, but those work still.
They are, and they're inexpensive. Well, the thing with Epsom salts is it's magnesium, and it's absorbed through the skin. That's why it works so well. Oh. And baking soda detoxifies us. So you put a box of baking soda and 2 cups of Epsom salts into your nice warm bath water, and then get out of the bath and massage your joints with the Celadrin arthritis cream, and you're going to feel much better in a couple of weeks. You could do that every day.
My gosh, Lorna gives us such good advice. Lorna, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know about all the different things you do?
They can go to the website at hormonehelp.com, so the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And remember, the Get a Grip on Arthritis book is free there, so they can go and read what foods to eat, what nutrients to take, and all the tips to get us back mobile again.
Beautiful. Well, you've helped people along with their Easter week, and happy Easter to you and your family, Lorna.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Take good care. Talk to you next month. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dave Ross about Africa.
Until closing Sunday, it's the 3-day sale at Safeway. Just visit any Safeway location and take advantage of all the savings. Like Roger's Sugar, the big 10-kilogram bags are extreme priced at $8.99 each. Lucerne Salted Butter in the 454-gram packs are extreme priced at $2 for $5. And boneless top sirloin steaks are sold in the packs of 4 for $12. That's just $3 per steak. Check this week's flyer for all the 3-day sale savings. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. We'll
In Victoria, we love our active lifestyle. From live music and theater to exciting local sports to special events to fundraisers and still more. So when you want to know all your activity options, listen for what's happening. We're everywhere around town in the CFAX Community Cruiser, letting you know who, what, when, where, and why. The CFAX Community Cruiser, it's all about our city's true spirit. Brought to you by Windsor Plywood, Mini Victoria, and CFAX 1070.
Husqvarna sewing machines from under $200. Buy one, get one specials on quilts, dress, and home decor fabrics. It's the Cloth Castle's annual March Madness sale. Something for every sewer, quilter, and knitter. Featuring Singer sewing and embroidery machines with software under $900. Look for many more BOGO sale priced items store-wide.
The Cloth Castle, Victoria's one-stop sewing and quilt shop on Gold Stream in beautiful downtown Langford. And ClothCastle.com, open 7 days a week.
By applause, who likes to pay less for things? Good news, you'll pay less for tickets and passes when you ride BC Transit. Starting April 1st, youth 18 and younger and seniors 65 and older pay $150 a ride when using a sheet of 10 tickets. Youth and senior monthly passes are reduced to $45. Day passes for everyone are reduced to $5. If you prefer cash, it's $2.50 for everyone. Buy your tickets and passes at over 180 outlets in Greater Victoria. Learn more at bctransit.com.
We are back. We're talking a lot about Easter and all kinds of great things, food and flowers and even our health. And now we're going to talk to Dave Ross, who we've had on lots, talking about his great dishes he makes. Today we're going to talk about his daughter and Debbie's daughter, Emily Ross, who is a nurse and, well, soon to be a nurse, and is going with a few of her colleagues to Africa. And they're doing a fundraiser tomorrow, and we want to tell you about that. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hi, Patty. Thank you.
You're up so early today, Dave.
Well, thanks for the wake-up call.
No problems. Now, listen, I know you're so proud. We're all so proud of Emily. Mm-hmm. She's worked very hard to get where she's at, and she comes to it with a lot of passion. It's going to make me cry even talking about her. tell us about where she's going to.
Well, they're headed off to Namibia, Africa. It's part of a program that they have through, they've had it through Camosun, and now she's at UVic. She was afforded this opportunity, and it's something that, you have to be passionate about wanting to go. So there's a select few. I believe there's only 8 of them going. And they're going to be working in really some of the poorest parts of Africa, just in terms of their practicum. They're going to be working in these hospitals with, I believe Emily's going to be in the pediatrics ward, and there's some other of the students will be in the with maternity. So.
And there's 2 websites Emily gave me, and one is homeofgoodhope.ca, if you want to look that up. The other one is, and then there's also the soup kitchen, which we'll talk about all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, it is... It's not like a trip that's going for, a tourist trip. This is like she's working hard and doing it of a good service to others. And tomorrow, a group of them are going to be at Walmart at Uptown. And they're going to be selling Krispy Kreme donuts, which are delicious. And, it's not really like you're, giving your money away. You're helping someone, but you're also getting a bunch of donuts, which you can take to your family's house that night or the next morning for breakfast.
Exactly.
So whereabouts and what time?
They're hopefully going to be set up about 9:30, right in the main entrance of the Uptown Walmart, so you can't miss them. Walmart's going to be open on the Sunday, of course, and they'll have a table set up there. They've got, I think it's about 150 boxes they're hoping to sell. And you're right, Patty. It is. It's an amazing cause. I mean, it's something that you have to choose, even in the nursing program. It's something that as a nursing student, you have to want to go do this. And they're going to be working in the soup kitchens, which feed hundreds of kids every day. They're taking suitcases full of clothes to help all these people. I can barely talk about it myself. It's an amazing opportunity, and
also as a parent, I mean, it's slightly frightening, right? And because
it's not
exactly the best environment, and
No. She's
your little gal, and you have to send her out there because it's her passion.
It is, and it's something she's dreamt of, her entire life, and we're just so proud of her. And I know that she's the type of person that's going to go there and have an effect on that country.
Yeah, and That's the goal, is to make a difference, no matter what we do in life, big or small, we give back, you know, and I think that's very important. Emily here was just talking about her grandfather, who used to wheel patients around when he was in his 80s and help old people, even though he was older himself. So, you know, we help each other out. Now, Easter's coming up. You're a great cook. I think you're going to a relative's house, one of your favorite brother-in-law's, for a Mexican feast. But what traditionally do you have at the Ross household if you were having an Easter dinner?
We actually created a tradition a number of years ago when my dad was still here. Unfortunately, we haven't really done it much in the last couple years, but we used to go down to the Gorge, actually, in Kinsman Park area, and we'd all sort of gather out in that open, beautiful park, and my mom and dad would wheel up their motor home and bring sort of a big open tray of turkey that she'd put into some gravy and just some buns and cranberry sauce on the side and everything else. So we've never really been traditionalist in terms of sitting down with the big turkey or the ham at Easter. So, but we haven't done that in a while. Last year, I believe we ventured out into that horrible weather at the lagoon and ate hot dogs in the pouring rain. But
well, you know, it doesn't really matter. We went camping when we were kids at Easter time. And, you know, I think it's such a beautiful time to be outside that, you know, you don't have to always have this sit-down dinner. That's a great idea to go have a picnic, right?
Well, especially in this weather. I mean, you know, if it's me, I'm going to move it outdoors if it's something like this. And I did talk to, I actually ran into Gina, of course, out at Everything Wine. And a lot of people, she said, are coming in. They're going to be doing barbecues and having a steak this weekend for a change.
Well, I think we're just so excited to see that nice weather that it's, we don't want to go inside, right?
No, exactly. Sit outside as long as you can. So.
Now, tomorrow, Hudson and myself and hopefully some of our kids will be there. If people want to get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I can give you the information for Dave and Emily. I do hope you'll come out and support this. If you want to get a bunch and pre-order, please feel free to do that. Because how many boxes does she have to sell?
I believe there's about 150 boxes that the girls have.
Each?
Yeah, I think it's about total. There's something like that. It's about $1,500 worth. And I think there's somewhere in that $10 range that they sell them for a dozen donuts. Of course, they're Krispy Kremes. So they're going to be looking to do that to sort of, because remember, the girls actually have to pay for all this themselves. So the school doesn't pay a dime for these girls to go. It's all out of their own pocket to go to this country for this, this amazing opportunity that they have.
And I know she has a great sense of humor because she does find the irony that she's selling donuts and she's a nurse. But, you know, it's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So cut her some slack.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
To get over there.
And, you know, our kids have played together for years, of course, in Barry and Jill's and grown up. And Rachel is also celebrating today because it's her last day at Cobb's Bread. She's been there since she was 14. She's now 21. She also works at Barden Banker. She will be doing a co-op because she's in the Gustafson School of Business at UVic, so she is moving on. But it's a big day after that many years. Not many kids have a job from the time they're 14 to 21 and stick with it.
No kidding.
And have loved it. It's been a great job. So we're really proud of her as well, and we wish her well today.
Absolutely.
On her last day. So if you're there, go bug her and say hi. She's on Shelburne Street. Dave, tomorrow we will be seeing you at Uptown.
Thank
Walmart
you,
to sell some donuts. Have a great day. Emily, thank you as always. Emily that's here and Emily out there who's the nurse. We're proud of you. Love you very much. And until we meet again, have a wonderful Easter. Get out there and enjoy.